TC and Dina B backstage, stars and strings, Riley Green. Riley, over under 10 times a day, someone will walk up to you, tell you they are drunk, and they look like they love you.
Under 10.
Under 10. Under, so that's really? Not, yeah. People don't really? Come up to you now with the massive hit that you have.
No, and, it happens.
Okay.
I would say we're more like 6 or 7 times a day.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Are you? Have you ever been a pickup line guy yourself? Because, I mean, the duet is kind of the female pickup line version. I mean, get right to the point. But have you ever been a pickup line guy yourself? You ever needed that?
I think I get nervous.
Okay.
Now, my dad, he's got them.
Okay.
My dad throws up pickup lines on any girl he's ever met. He told some girl the other day she was so pretty he couldn't hear out of his left eye.
Okay.
Which I don't know what that means, but...
I like it. Yeah. Makes you think.
Okay. I like it.
Conversation
starter. Does your father look like you?
Because
I may laugh at that.
He looks like
he
more like a... like. Older Harrison Ford,
okay,
kind of thing going.
Okay,
all right.
I'm going more for like a Quigley Down Under kind of thing.
So not just the duet, but of course, Damn Good Day to Leave. Also, you have two songs that are on fire right now, absolute fire.
That's cool.
How does it feel? That's to? Cool. Yeah, welcome. Yeah, There's news to you.
Yeah.
So how does it feel? I mean, two songs, people. I mean, of course, they've sang songs back to you for years, but two simultaneously at the same time that are kind of going, and you're connecting kind of with two different audiences as well.
Well, what's cool about having two songs that are getting played on the radio and inside the top 20, whatever they are, is you get to really see them grow every week. Every single show you play, they sing it louder and louder. I remember the first single I had was, there was this girl that was a big hit for me, and I got to watch that as it went up the chart. So that's always exciting, and you got something to look forward to every week. See, you know, as the song kind of climbs, you know, how much louder fans are singing those songs.
Yeah. And why do you think it is that everybody wants you and Elle Langley to be a couple? Because me, I don't want you guys to be a couple. Like females out there, single females.
You wouldn't want to do that to
me. Yeah, like, yeah. No offense, Ella. No offense, Ella. But single girls out there, I wouldn't want you to be. I want to pretend like you're ours.
Well, the same reason I think that like George and Tammy and yeah. Johnny Cash and June Carter and Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, uh-huh. It's like everybody just wants to like believe in that like couple.
Yeah.
You know, if you can have that. Obviously, we've got two songs together. They're doing really well. You uh-huh. Like You Love Me and Don't Mind If I Do. And, you know, it's a cool thing to see fans really latching on to both of us kind of at the same time. We've been on tour together. We're going back on tour together.
In
so
the new year.
It's really cool to watch that kind of happen, and I'm really happy for her success, too.
And speaking of couples, how are the doggies?
They're good. I haven't seen a lot of Carl and Carol Ann lately. My sister and my mom send me videos all the time with them chasing the goats and pigs around, but they're hanging in there.
Okay.
I'm sure Carl's ready to get back on the road. He knows he's famous.
Yeah.
So I think he's missing the spotlight a little
They're
bit.
They're more famous than us, for sure.
Definitely
I was
more
hoping
famous
to,
than
I
me.
Was actually hoping to meet them tonight.
Everybody is. My meet and greets are just people looking at my feet to see if Carl's there. They don't even look at me anymore.
Speaking of duets, though, so with the tongs being so big right now, how do you make through a show when a female is not with you? Are you going to ask Jordan Davis tonight to maybe step into that?
Well, I usually
line?
Put a wig on.
Oh, okay, got it.
But no, I mean, I usually don't have Jordan Davis at my disposal either.
Also true.
But I've gotten some fans out of the crowd.
Yeah.
Cool.
That goes one of two ways. Sometimes it's really good and sometimes it's not.
Uh-huh.
I think probably the best fan step in we had was in Australia the other day. We had some couple of girls get up and they just stole the show.
Okay. Did you do a shoey?
I did.
Oh.
Kind of. I did half a
clean
shoey.
Boot?
I did a clean boot and I put a cup in the boot.
Oh.
So I cheated.
Okay. So cheater. You're doing the kosher.
It was
shoey.
Still gross though.
Yeah.
It wasn't something I'm not drinking out of coffee out of a boot at home. Now I'm not like into it. So.
Well, speaking of drinking, you're running a
drinker.
Bar.
No. You're an alcoholic.
No. You. How about being a part of a bar now?
And oh yeah. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about.
No, that's cool. I forgot about that too. That's cool. You know, I got a lot of good stuff going on right now.
You do. Welcome.
You do.
You can just call us every morning. We'll remind you all the good things in life.
We'll make you feel good every morning.
Yeah, thank y'all. No, it's. I didn't think I would be in the bar business, but it's. I thought, you know, a place called the Duck Blind would be somewhere I'd like to go hang out, and it's been fun to have that. You know, that business with a buddy of mine in Nashville, and it's really that building is where I met a lot of people. You know, have relationships with now songwriters and other artists. So it's cool to kind of have that place and watch some new up and coming guys and girls go in there and play.
Yeah, you had some biggies in there too. You and Posty slinging some drinks not too long ago. Maybe working on some stuff together too, or?
But just bartending together.
Oh, okay.
They were
going to
remake
though.
The movie Cocktails.
Oh, okay. Which one is Tom Cruise? Duh.
Next question, please.
All right, well, we'll let you hit the stage. We are live backstage, Odyssey and Kiss Country Stars and Strings with Riley Green. Riley, thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it.